The winds are shifting, saith the Spirit of grace. The winds are shifting, saith the Spirit of grace. The winds are shifting, saith the Spirit of grace. At first, the changes will only be as a gentle breeze that begins to blow, a shift of direction. You'll notice as time goes on that things begin to pick up and things are in the process now of changing. For that which is a gentle breeze will soon, and I say very soon, saith the Spirit of grace, begin to pick up momentum and change, and change and pick up speed and pick up momentum. The works that he did, you'll begin to do also, and greater, because he stands with the Father. That which was at the beginning a gentle breeze will turn into a torrent. It'll turn into hurricane force winds, saith the Spirit of grace. A rushing mighty wind will begin to cover the earth, and those that have joined themselves together as one to do my sayings and bring themselves under subjection to my sayings will find themselves caught up in the very midst of this rushing mighty wind, saith the Spirit of grace. So rejoice that you're a part of it. Rejoice that you've made it this far. For there must needs be, and there was and is, purging process, not just individually but in among my body. For the guard, the old guard, is changing, and even the purging process, some stayed, some left. But as I have told you and I tell you again, set not your eyes upon numbers, saith the Spirit of grace. For as I took Gideon's army from a massive amount, and it was I that purged and then purged and purged again until down to a very few. But know this, that out of all of those and out of you who hold fast to truth relentlessly and will not abate, I say that there is an explosion coming. You'll find that army which was small, who stood the test, will grow almost overnight into great numbers, saith the Spirit of grace.